Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening, people. Welcome to another evening of Grudge Talk. This minute here, we just want to take the time out to wish everybody that's on the East Coast that hope you guys can get to a speedy recovery and hope that you didn't have too much damage over this past few days. Just hope everybody can get back on track soon and your lights and power and everything kind of keep going. We have a few down here ourselves, so we kind of know what you guys go. Well, actually, I think this is about your first. But yeah, I just want to kind of give, I think that we do have you all in the prayers. With that being said, we're going to skip on over to the race history there. I think I've got about three or four different races that I know that's coming up in this month. I kind of wanted this. I know November 3rd, you got the My Rock race going on up in Rockingham. And on the 10th, we actually have two races. You got the Cup race going on over in Randolph and the Texas Grub Fest over there in Dallas Raceway in Crenno, Texas. And I think on the 17th, you got this Grudge Bowl, Grudge Fest going back on again. So I also got another race on the 17th at Dallas Raceway. I think the King of the track. And so we do have, I guess, last minute plans to get the races out there if you wanted to try to get some last minute races. Hoping in November, maybe a race or two in December may pop up somewhere, but at least November got a full date. So we're going to back up for the My Rock race on the 3rd. We got in the girls' races set up or lined up for that. Anybody want to chime in to kind of give a little information on any call out you want to make or you want to see a race happen up there at the Rock? I know one was saying earlier, Alex, I think, was on there talking about people wanting the racing, but he was like, man, we had several races, but all of them begging for something. We do have one caller here. We're going to go on and open the mic up on 2549. Your mic is open.
Yeah. I ain't no grudge racer on the track, but I'm looking for some street action.
Okay. What area are you in?
I'm I'm in Georgia right now, but I can be wherever I need to be at.
Okay. I'm sure a few may chime on in and yeah, so you don't really too much care for the track, or you just prefer the street?
Yeah, I don't too much care for the track. It's too much. You got to have too much right. But I got what I got for this street. Anybody come out there in that street, I'm ready to bless them. As long as they sticking to that motor.
I got you. You may have a few people chime in after night, Corolla. Either you can chime back in later on and kind of offer that. I'm sure you probably would pick up a few. That might be interesting.
Yeah.
You start hitting that track, man. What experience you had at the track, or you just don't care for it?
I just don't really care for it. My rider, he too big for the track, but he nice in the street. And, you know, in the street, that weight don't mean nothing.
Yeah, what size you rider?
He's like right around 180.
Oh, man, I thought you was getting ready to tell me 250, 300 something.
Hey, he's real. 180, that's heavy.
Man, that's not heavy. That's, man, you'd be amazed at the people that's 175 and 180 at the track waiting to do battle.
But I got a little like 1,000, man. 180, if you go to the track now, most of them guys buck 10. No, ain't nobody out there over buck 40, buck 50.
Oh, yeah, man, there's plenty of guys out there. You just got to say the magic words. You want to race them. So you're based in Georgia somewhere, or you kind of travel around?
I'm in between Georgia and North Carolina.
Okay, because we have several races over there, Twigs and Dalton, all over places, and I know for a fact that this guy's over there 180 plus pounds, be looking for action over there at those tracks.
But that's
depends
on
how you. Yeah, I got you.
I'm sticking to the street. Most people can't put that horsepower on that pavement like that though. It's easy to put that horsepower down on the track. You know,
I got you.
I just like to stick to
it. I got you. So you got a little strategy. I got you.
That's right. I got to stick to what works for me. You know.
Yeah. Well, hopefully somebody will chime on in and kind of give you some information. But I'd love for you to come back to the track. Man.
Yeah. Just put me on mute and if somebody chime in, hit me back up. I'd love to go at them.
Okay. We'll do that on. Either just come on back on later on, and like I said, we may have a few people that may be interested. I want to check and see if my co-host, Ms. Erica, are you out there?
Hey, how are you?
All right, and you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, somebody is on the guy's phone, I guess, making a comment.
Oh, she was talking to me?
No, she was just speaking as she was chiming in.
I was just saying hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
That's good. What's going on, Chris? I'm headed to South Atlanta right now.
Are you?
Get my Halloween on, yeah. What's going on for the race?
Well, we got a street racer on here now. I'm saying he loves to do battle in the street. So I was trying to get him back to the track.
Mm-hmm.
He said he loves the street.
Okay.
I was thinking his rider was about 200 and some pounds. And so when he told me he was 185, I'm like, man, that's no weight.
I'm starting to slim down myself. I'm trying to get light for next year.
Yeah.
He re-ripped him. 200, man. I was just giving him the benefits of the doubt, you know.
Yeah, well, that's lightweight, man. He can find plenty of racing. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to knock your hustle for that, though.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to move on from the rock. I was hoping somebody came on and chimed on about some grudge racing. What about the Vidalta race over there on the 17th?
Everything's looking like a green light. Is Dano on the line?
I don't know. Dano, let's see. If you're on, press 1.
Well, or Tackle. I know Tackle Box supposed to be a rematch with CeCe, and then you know, my bike will be right this time. I'm not bringing my bike unless it's right. There's plenty of people that's gonna be there.
Yeah.
Oh. It's gonna be really cold though.
Yeah, I do understand that. We got one more call. It may be a person here. 6212. Your mic is open. 6212. Your mic is open. 6212. Your mic is open. Okay. Yeah. And for the Texas race, I kind of want to put it out there for November the 10th that we actually have a 14 field pro mod bike field. So that's real good. And we have also, I think, about four Nitro Holly guys that's going to be over there as well running Little Gamblers race. So I think that's going to be something exciting to see. And also, we're doing the Grudge Gamblers race. I know I kind of put it out there last time. What these guys going to put up? One 1,000 in a field of 8 bikes, and one will take all. So I'm kind of putting out there, if any of you may be interested in that, which we do have 2 more spots available. You can either send me a PM on Cycle Bike, Evangelo, or either check out the Gulf Coast topic out there on Cycle Bike and kind of send me a PM. We got 2 calls here at the moment, so I'm going to go and open up the mics. 3356, your mic is open. 3356, your mic is open.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
This is Alex.
Hey, hello, what's going on?
Hey Alex.
I just want one, everybody know one thing. We coming to Valdosta, and them damn white boys, because I just started the post early, because we told all of them at Rockingham, we come to run. So you know how some people sit at home on the internet and get scared out of their draws, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I told Jungle Racing I was bringing my chains off so I can cut the damn trees down so I can go in there and get his ass.
Damn.
Yeah, we want Jungle. We want Booster Bike. And we want them white boys.
Alex, when are you coming? Are you coming on the 17th or are you coming to the Manufacturers Cup?
We coming on the 17th.
Okay, good.
We coming to Dino Race. Man, we coming and we coming to race. They said we won't travel, and we gonna travel. Everybody got our work for them, so all we ask is have the same heart when we get to the track. You know how racing is, man. They see you go down the track, and all of a sudden, something wrong with their bikes or something.
Right.
So have you got
any
confirmation back from these guys to race, or do you just basically just put a topic out there?
Chrysler came on. He ain't saying too much. He wanted to find out what Bernie Mac was. Then people like posting videos. You know how it go. He ain't been saying too much. He ain't been calling us really slow and all that no more.
Okay.
But, you know, I know he on him. And we won't run his ass. You know? And right now I'm looking at SportsCenter 30-30, and Peyton Manning was going through all the racial stuff. So, hell, this is the perfect time for me to talk jokes to that white boy.
Okay.
Tell him it is what it is. We all cool, though. It's all racing, junk, dogging, and fun.
Right.
You know, ain't no hard feelings, you know.
Right.
You know, just have fun, man. Talk junk. I can take it. But some of my crew members, man, they don't talk junk. So if they don't like the crew, just come cuss me out. I can take it. Because I got my heart. Hey, don't I, Erica? Don't I got mouth?
Huh?
Don't I got mouth?
Yeah, you do. But we like you, though. I like you. I don't care what everybody else thinks.
Hey, we're going to have the fun.
You come to race. We respect that.
That's why I like custom cut. Everybody
hates
that mug.
Right.
I like it. But I'm going to tear his ass up, though. He called me and threatened me. He sent me a text. He talked to me in a text. I don't know which one I talked to, Custom X or Custom Cuts. I like that, too, though. That was good. Now, what's up, Chris?
Oh, I can't call him, man. I definitely can't call him.
Run, man. You know, all we want to do is run, man. You know, all the – hey, but I'm going to tell you something, though, Chris. I had four calls today, and with four guys that needed something. Back tires, brakes, clearing. I mean, I'm like, damn. I know I'm fat, but am I Santa Claus? I mean, I just want to know where his head up racing at. Or am
right.
I known for doing a dumbass race?
Hey, Chris.
Because I think that's what it is. I'm known to be a dumbass. Trust me.
Chris.
Huh?
We still on?
What's that now?
Tell Alex, I don't need nothing to be coming that street.
Say what? The concert, didn't
you said what? By the street?
Yeah, he's looking for a street race.
Oh, I race in the street. I had to ride when we go to the road. And
huh?
Believe me, I don't fuck around. I fuck straight up and down. just make sure the street's safe. I peel the rub up off of it. I'm serious.
Let's make it happen.
That's why I raise it. Huh?
I said, you talk, let's make it happen.
Yeah. We coming about, though. But where can we meet at? I'm for real. I will run in the road because that's what I do. If I got a race, I ain't rode in a long time.
He said his rider goes about 185, something like that.
I don't give a damn about no weight.
Okay.
That's what I was talking about. Well, you ain't talking about nothing. You talking about Valdosta. I'm talking about this weekend.
He's talking about a street race.
This weekend. Yeah. What? Hey. Hey, we looking for a race anyway.
Well,
right now, we running the road.
Straight up, keep it real.
We really don't want to, and we really damn sure don't want to talk about it on the radio show.
Right.
We write my phone.
What you
want to
do?
I got his number, Alex. So what I do is I call you to take.
Who is this? This face from South Carolina.
Say what?
This is the one that know Caleb. Don't you know Caleb them?
Yeah, I know Caleb them.
So what the hell that damn transmission that you want to sell? We've been trying to buy the motherfucker.
Now you got the wrong person, bro.
Oh.
You got the wrong person. I'm looking to get in your ass. Excuse my language, but I'm.
Oh, no, you ain't got to worry about that, but.
Oh,
come on, get in there. Hey, I'm. Hey, it's plenty of room.
Get in there.
It's plenty of room. Let's get it. I mean, all you got to do is tell me what we need to do. Hey, we get off, go on Psycho Bike, and send me your number on the PM, and we'll set that up off the radio show. But, hey, trust me. When we get out of the car, I already got a shovel. Don't worry about it. It's just to dig your damn ditch for your damn ass.
I
believe it. Because we're going to bury it so deep, the buzzard ain't going to smell your feet.
I'm about to see my number. Yeah.
Hey, no, for real. Seriously. If we go to the road, I'll ride. And trust me.
I'm getting ready to send you my number on Psycho Bike right now. All
right. And trust me.
Trust me.
I'm going to be drinking when we ride. When we go at it, I'm going to be drinking.
You better call the bid you get before you can get to the break because you ain't gonna have those And gas.
Boy, I'm comfortable. Hey, look, man. Hold up. We got one problem. We ain't racing on no damn flashlight, is it? I don't do that flashlight thing.
Why are you trying to do it?
We got a flag, man. If his ass in the road, we run over him. I mean, I'm for real. I thought you get down. I ain't never liked the flag. I ain't never really thought the flag light out. I don't do it, but I got a homeboy to do it. So just pick me your number, man. We're going to work this out.
Man,
we're going to make sure that I'm for you, all right?
He can get in the middle of the track, man, and that he can't get no closer than that.
He ain't going to run. You know what he's going to do?
He's talking to me. My number
is going to come up. He's going to run beside him. He's going to run a damn...
He's gonna run
an 850.
You ought
but
to run
away from us, he's gonna run a 690.
You ought to run for president because you've got a good talk game.
No, we race. We race. Look, I got a mouth, dog. That's not what it is. But we raced. We drink and we race. Bud Light racing.
Okay. I'm trying to see you, homie.
All right, well, hey, you sent that thing to me.
Yeah.
Just send it to me, dog, and we're gonna work it out now, I promise. Because, hey, a lot of the boys that used to be in the street had to come to the track because that died off. But you know how it is, man, with this kind of dead gum stuff. Hey,
I ain't never run on track, man.
Huh?
Chris.
I ain't racing that no track. Just riding at the track.
Am I the only one that's cracking up over here that Alex Bud Light just got called out on Grudge Inc.? Am I the only one getting a kick out of this? Or am I alone?
If you think, I don't know how to ride a motorcycle. They be drunk.
No, I'm not saying that. They had to help me
on the motorcycle one night. Because the boys couldn't ride it. Now they had to come get the bike at the end, too. Because I was down there throwing up. And the bike was laying on top of me.
Hey, Alex.
I just couldn't hold it up no longer. I'm serious, though, dog.
Oh, man.
Hey,
yeah.
my number on your joint, man. Check it out when you get a chance and call me.
Hey, but we're going to run, though, dog. Hey, I'll get you a race. Seriously. We'll give you what you want. Hey, my name is Bunny Falls. I'm trying to make sure everybody have a Merry Easter. Believe me. That's all. We're going to get Junebug to break this weekend. We're going to get a couple more of them undercover beggars. Something. And you ought to see the race they begging. Chris, you ought to see the race they begging for.
Man, please tell them what kind of race is. You don't
know
what
I refuse to tell it, man. We talking about old grudged out bikes. Versus a fully dressed street tire, nitrous 1000 against grudge, flat, slick, all motor, big booster, all out bike.
And they bigger for
they need something.
But check the email. I don't need nothing but the other side of the highway.
Yeah, that's what I need. We come to see you, dog. Trust me, man. Hey, trust me. You see that white boy with the funny-looking teeth, Moonshine Dan? They run, dog. Bet whatever you want to bet, they run. Trust me, man. I'm going to call you on the video.
Can you come out?
So, Alex, EJ coming down with you?
Huh?
EJ.
EJ riding Bill Mays.
Okay.
Yeah, he coming on down there. All of them say whatever they want to say about him. But we coming on down there. And we bringing Ric Flair, Billy Mays, Bernie Mac, Sam Cooke, Charlie Murphy. So you tell that old gay ass 205 Mike, Murphy going to be in the house. Will he be in there? But then, is Valdosta a quarter mile track or 8 mile track?
Quarter.
So, why the hell everybody on the 8 now? Everybody talking to me on the 8 now, not Priceless. Priceless didn't say nothing about that. But the jungle got a 2-speed or something. I don't know.
They want to run you in the 8 mile.
Jungle do. But don't worry about it. I'm bringing my chainsaw. I'm going in the woods and get his ass. He coming out of there. Going to get that title. Trust me. Yes, sir. He can't hide. I'm a hungry hunter and the family's father.
Okay.
But
now tell me another
one. The only thing that hurt my feelings don't. See, I'm seeing people. I had a guy put me on a psycho bike and called on the phone and all this stuff. You know, about last week. You know what cam I'm talking about, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
It begins with a K.
Yeah.
And it's a Trino. So the Cubs. Well, damn that. Where they be now? No, I'm not saying nothing about their jockey because he get all. No, I am not talking junk about Little Richard. So if somebody call him and say I said something bad about him, I am not. But I remember when they bailed on me at Rockingham.
Right.
So will they have a bite there? If they do, we're trying to run. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, though, Chris?
I do.
They shined on me at Rockingham and gave me pure hell. Me and my crew fell out behind
them. Are you serious?
Yeah. I ain't talked to nobody for 2 weeks. But now they said we can. And so if somebody called that dude do whatever, which I got a record, not a record player, so I'm a G too now.
Which
don't let
you
all that bully you. We just want to race.
Which
all
the
other stuff
contact?
Is out of wonder. But
which one of them you want to contact?
Katrina crew. Tell them that water fountain ain't going to do nothing.
They should be over to my doctor, though.
Yeah, yeah. Got them. Still remember what we ain't settled. I ain't talking, you know, whatever, but we have not settled up with them.
Okay.
And we won't run down.
You going to run them with the Ric Flair bike?
Huh?
Which bike you going to run them with?
Shit. Tell them to come over there. Tell them to come on over there and we call it pick and choose.
Okay.
Hey, all I'm saying, we bring in 3 flat slick boots.
Okay.
You get any one of them. At the end of the night, we might shock them with one of the others.
Okay.
And that's what we plan on doing. But all we want to do is race and talk a little junk, have a little fun, go home.
Right.
You know what I mean? All the extra shit, hating on somebody and all that, they need to quit saying that because we don't have no reason to hate on nobody, man.
Right.
But I'm tired of getting up stuff. All I ask for, I'd rather do a sucker race than a race I got to give somebody something.
Right. Yeah, I'm kind
you know
of
what I'm saying, though, Chris? Because I've been doing it too long, man.
Right.
And I already been known for getting bored and saying my favorite song, saying I'm weighing too heavy to go home. I need to lighten up, so we got to do something stupid. So it is what it is. So whatever race we need to do, we come. And hold up. Let me do this record straight. If your ass didn't come in the car with him, I don't give a damn we live next door. We can do that too.
I'm going to try to get over there. I got to engage with the
You didn't make it, Chris.
I got
to
help over at the racetrack, but if that, you know, don't go, I'm in Vidalta because I
made plans to come over. Man, you got to come to Vidalta, man. I thought you was making my DVDs, man.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna have to make special plans to come over on the 17th because I
man,
I'm
hey,
add
look, dog, we'll give you a DVD.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm coming.
Because I would like
you
to
think
do,
we gave Cousin Cut Hell about that damn round ass shape up? We got some more shit to give.
Are you all supposed to run Cousin Cut too?
Yeah, he said he wanted to run.
Okay.
And then he said like he called my ass and he meant it. Hey. But I like the cat, though. They say they want to say. Why everybody hate him because he's mouthy, so I can't get mad at him because I'm mouthy. Disrespectful and everything. So how can I bad mouth him?
Let me see if I can dig him up here for a second. Here. Hold on 1 second, Alan.
Get that bastard over here.
Custom mix.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hell. Nick.
It was a night before
old,
Christmas.
That old chump that gave you, listen, that old chump that gave you that picture on here, the one you got hanging in your room, he custom mixed, man. He's not custom cut.
Alex, can I ask you a question, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Now, I know you on here saying that you ain't got no problem with me. You like me as a racer and blah, blah, blah. But I heard you call out all those flat seat slick boosters that you going to bring. Run me with one of them.
That was now, you listen to the whole damn conversation. You just like those black folks. Hear what the hell you want to hear. I said I wouldn't kick your ass, too.
Okay. Okay, now look.
Didn't I, Chris?
Yep.
Didn't I, Chris?
Okay. You did.
Okay. Okay, well, if you said that,
hey,
then it's on.
We can raise and still like each other. Hey, but
yes, sir.
Hey, can I get them white boys first, though, man?
Oh yeah, because I got to get tackle balls first. We're gonna make one shakedown pass.
No hell no, I want that goddamn motherfucker. I'm taking all his tools out of that box.
Wait,
he
first of all,
be pitching no time.
First of all, you gotta wait for me because I'm gonna tell you. Straight, we're gonna make one pass and we're gonna do it. We're gonna be the first grudge race of the day. We gonna do it. I'm gonna show you. They got out of pocket.
Is that Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Oh well, hell, you might be late. We coming off trailer with his ass Saturday. That motherfucker. Oh. If I see him Friday, you'll be getting left over. I want his ass. I told him. He going back home with me in my toolbox.
Man, yeah, they got kind of out of pocket on Psycho Bike when I had sold them that tire. Prices. Tackle box cool, but it's prices.
Man, tackle box cool as a fan. Hey, no, hey, hold up. Don't leave Brian. Don't leave goddamn Mississippi white boy out now. Buck.
Oh yeah.
And got Jews with his room pumping ass. He alright too, man.
Yeah. See, them boys, they got kind of out of pocket on the internet talking about the tire sold them and this and that. But I never sell them nothing again. So they better not ask me for nothing. Not even a screwdriver. Cause you don't come at me like that on the internet when I'm trying to be, you know, straight up and down. But
they want to complain spinning, but then we got to go give a motherfucker something. And then that Brian, that Priceless, I mean, whichever one he is, whatever his real name is, I told him he's shitless in my book. Fucking chitlin' ass white boy.
Yeah, but they got action. I tell you what, we really need to just fight our fight another day. Let's join up, and y'all gonna get these white boys out of town.
Man, I want them damn prices of them. Cause I done told him, Jungle Racing, and Booster Bikes is my intention of getting my fat ass in the car when I could have gotten drunk at home. Cause look, I got a little creek in front of my house, and the trees washed out. It's about goddamn shit. 50 feet across that motherfucker. So they got a telephone pole across. I got out of the truck, third, drunk. I sit down on the step. Because we couldn't bag the trailer down the other road, the service road, you know, the real road to get to that. We were too drunk. So they drove at the bridge. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I walked through the goddamn creek. Damn water up to my waist. Damn it. Cold as a motherfucker. So, I do dumb shit. So, let's get it.
Oh, yeah. We definitely going to have to do it. It's gonna be a lot of racing going on down there. I think everybody's just trying to be hush mouth and get through the track like they big dogs. But I don't like the race
I don't like that because... I'm going to tell you, man, I'm coming to race them cats, man. Them cats beat the hell out of me on the internet, dog. I told the boys I ran out of gas fighting them on the computer.
Yeah.
Damn, I got tired. I got tired of that. So
it's a lot of joking up to certain races on the internet. I ain't with that. You'll never hear me talk up to nobody.
This is my daggone problem. Because I know we're going to Rockingham. And you know, some people said on the internet that some of the shit we might do don't mean for a real hater to see. And
right.
that's exactly what Price is, a damn hater. A funny looking ass bastard.
Yeah,
and I know we don't hear listening.
But I wouldn't mind trying that Katrina bike. I wouldn't mind.
You
want to
do?
I mean, if they gonna come, I mean, last race of the year, we might as well get it. Don't jack the pot up so high that we can't cover it, and let's race.
Hey, Custom.
Yes, sir.
What's the motherfucker song that song? We a family. I'm bringing all my sisters with me because that's who I'm bringing. My boys. A couple of them coming.
Right.
And we come to get nasty, man. If we lose, we go home looking stupid as hell. This is a long drive, but hell, won't be the first time.
Right, exactly.
But
we
are coming to race, man.
What about old Chris Moore? I know he's Pinocchio. Where Pinocchio at?
Oh, man. Hey, Chris Moore, I'm getting offended, man. Our dumbass let them talk us some more bullshit up. They win and they nuts get hard. I told them, man, I'll make sure I rake all the leaves up, make sure there ain't no nuts for the squirrel. Because them gimme ass racing motherfuckers, fuck them.
Oh, was that another gimme? Did you have to give them
fuck? Now, Psycho Bike and Grudge Talk Radio, yes. Chris Moore is my son. Every race is a give me, whether it's a tire or a brake. Yeah. So the other day they ran custom cuts. I'm going to tell it so everybody can know. While we've been upset. Now I'm drunk. Because I told man, I'm tired of trying to race them. Because we had a bike looking just like them going to run head up with any of them bikes over there.
Right.
They needed
right.
something from that bike. So Dust and them go to the starting line. Which
right.
Dust and Miss What Up Cuz, we'll do something. I promise you they'll do something. And I will too, but they'll do something quicker than me. They didn't care.
Right.
They just wanted to run. No hard feelings. A race is a race. You know, that's
right.
the way we took it as is. We ain't did nothing all night. They want
right.
to do something. And they was up there, and they said, fuck it, they'll run. But do you know the two little rides both rode it, got off the bike,
mm-hmm.
Chris got on the bike, and they took the left lane brake.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean tell me we could, hey, they couldn't bet the pot. Nothing was in our favor, man. Now, is that fair?
No,
and
not
then
like
then fuck. They'll come on Psycho Bike and say they were going to do this and that. So I'm just going to have to pull my damn tape recorder out and start damn recording the shit they do. Because ain't nobody going to believe me. They're going to say,
well,
I'll be though.
Now, Alex, I'm going to say this to Chris Moore, if you're listening, or his little flunky, Rob. Y'all get your race back.
I don't give a damn.
Y'all get your
hey,
race back.
Until they run up and say, hey, look. We got a hand clutch motorbike that the same bike we just gave a break at race, and we lost. We will it regardless. We lost, so we told them we'll run back, and they give us something. They can't never give us nothing, but every race we got to give them some back tires. This we got to accommodate their race or they'll go home. They done figured out we don't go home. You know what I mean?
Right.
They done figured that out. And then that's why I think I'm getting all these calls again. Because in the day, I was known for a sucker, too. But here, you asked another. Oh. Me and Greg Wallace will do it. I'm telling you. Yeah,
well, Chris,
y'all
cool. Hey, they cool as hell though, as people. But
right.
I just don't have time to try to get hustled, dog.
Right.
I don't like that, man. I just better race. If I lose, I lost. I'm getting tired of the Guinness, though.
So do you think he gonna give you a heads up racing, or is it gonna be another Guinness?
No, they want to work out something. He had a damn bike down there with three motherfucking nitro bottles on it.
That's
they
the one I ran
into that turd. Yeah. They say something
happened
to that goddamn
turd. But you know what? He had to call me back. Call me back and ask to run me. So, Chris Moore, if you're listening, I will give you your race back, the same race through the quarter mile, the 17th. Your same race. And you know what? Put four nitrous bottles on. It don't matter. We can do that race. And you know what? I'm going to make it sweet for you. We can go straight off the truck. Straight off the truck.
Let's see, we got somebody just raised their hand. We may have somebody from
the Chris Moore camp on here. Let me open the mic. 0655. Please. Your mic is open. 0655,
your mic is open.
Whoever just there, go and say something. Everybody holler. They don't want to say nothing. But please get in touch with Chris Moore. Because I'm tired of that white son of a bitch kicking my ass and laughing at me. But he winning. He winning and he ain't stealing. He winning and he ain't stealing it. But
you never beat
like
him, Alex.
He can go home. I can't beat him, man. Look, we got to do everything in his favor. How can you win? Man, we gave that fool to...
Why you think he laughing at you though?
Because he think he worked us, but if we did the race, it didn't hurt us. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Do you feel me?
I feel you.
Do you feel me? Because we will get in that funk, dog. Where we just want to try something, man. And that's where we are. You know.
Before you start that wrestling, man, we may have him on here. Let's see. 5976. Your mic is open. 5976, your mic is open.
Who'll ride with the kids in the car? Say something.
5976, your mic is open. You must have accidentally talked to the
weird. Oh, that's priceless. We got the kids in the background, Lord. Half bald faggot. I'm in the race, man. But I do have a problem with a man always having something to say when he don't know nobody. You know what I mean? That's okay to take up for people. But if you don't know, shut the fuck up. Then, hey, hold up. All he did was look on the internet and found the name. Damn clown.
Well, I just hope the man give you a good hands up race, man. Give you a fair race.
I mean, we don't care the race ain't fair. Just run. I'd rather do a hard head race than giving something, man. Because, look, man, when you give somebody something and you never get to run an even race, that's a bad taste in your mouth, bro.
Well, tell me this. Let me ask you this question. If a person asks for the break and they win the race, do you think it's fair for them to say they won the race? Or, I mean, what's your take on that? Because I always thought if a person asked for something and they didn't win the race.
Hey, let me answer that right now. Mayo gave a man the back tie three times. But if he'd have ran head up that third time, he'd have won.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only time he have ass got down the track with the third one. So if you win
Alex,
twice, do you still got to keep on getting somebody something?
Alex, I'm going to tell you like this right here. If you sit there and you agree to it, that's just as good as you running somebody head up. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to make an excuse, don't do the race. Okay.
Well, I'm
going to
make an excuse. I'm gonna make an excuse if I can't never get my head up race back.
But that's the game. The game
because
is like
listen, that's my problem. that I do have a problem with that. Because if you beat the shit out of me, I get one head up ready. Or somebody give me something. You know?
Always.
I don't have no problem about trying to race. I don't have no problem about trying to race. I love to race, man.
I hear cockeyed with the same thing, man. Let me put my back tie in the beam and all this. I really look at it. I love the heads up racing. Because if you beat a man flat foot out head up, I think that gives you bragging rights. So far as a gift, for somebody to ask
man,
you something.
Hey, just like that shit we did at Mooresville that time. He was on bump, but we ain't got down the track now time. We spinning, billion, everything. Do you know what kind of rate we finally got? A damn lot of bike and cut rear on everybody.
Damn.
And you know what? We bored as hell. So we did it.
Okay.
Well, he
Chris, let me ask you.
He had stock C position, but it was low and all that. But they had a bike identical to Bumps in the trailer. They didn't run that bike. They ran the front with the side up, setting low and all that. They had a stock hand clutch bike, just like Bump. But we did the race, man. They on internet acting like they done something. And then we told them to come to Piedmont to a good track where we can hook up. And they told us that we had to odd the money. We had to bet $500 on the foul. I'm like, we ain't just odd the money just now.
We just had one more person. Let's see here. 3494, your mic is open. What up, Chris? What up, Custom Agency? What's going on? How y'all? Mr. 750.
Oh, okay. What's going on, my friend?
Not much, man. I went to whoop that motherfucker tackle my ass, man. I seen the video, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we done went back to the shop. We got fresh top
hey,
ends and everything.
Run me another bill.
You know, we should be ready. We're gonna make one check down. We're gonna be ready.
I mean, shit. I don't know if I'm gonna make it. I think I'm gonna put the bike in the shop, get the 750 up to par and all that stuff, get it ready, you know, for next season and all that
hey,
stuff.
Hey, you got a real 750?
A real 750.
No.
Yeah, a real
750. We got a 750 Strand with a 907. 906 or some shit in there.
You know, I don't 750, I don't want to say too much over the air, but through the whole race, my motor was going down. I mean, and you saw what happened. I raced him with a bad motor, and he still couldn't get away from me. So just imagine a fresh motor with all new parts coming out there and racing him. He don't know what he in for. He don't know what he in store for.
He do know what he in for. He shut his damn faggot ass up.
But you know we lost him in.
We got two more callers here. We're going to go on and open the lines up. We may it'll give Mr. Chris more on. Let's see here. 5976. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, CC?
Did somebody white
race between the Black Seas and the cocaine?
Yeah. What's
talk
going
about,
on, Tash? What's up?
Hey, talk what? About. I know I, damn well you think you're going to overlook us, you crazy. Hell no. You want your white ass, bro. We ain't got nothing but niggas in the graveyard. We want your white ass over that motherfucker. Let's get it.
This ain't tackle box.
That sounds like Chris, man. What's your nickname?
Huh?
What's your name?
Nick.
Nick, okay. Alex, you know
what's up?
No. What's up, Nick?
What's going on?
What's up? This Nick from where?
From Sylvester, Tipton.
Oh, what? Hey, what's going on, man?
Nah, man, just listening. What's going on?
Hey, man, I'm telling you, you already know the deal. You already know.
Oh,
you
yeah.
just show up. You already know what's going on. I'm pretty sure.
Hey, yeah, I've been looking at it on the internet, and I've been calling in. I'm going to be there with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got to get it, man. I really feel like we got out there last time half-cocked, but we're going to be ready this time. I mean, we were struggling.
Yeah, but half-cocked, he still couldn't even get away from you.
He couldn't get away from it. Everybody saw that.
Matter of fact, you was ahead of him and had to wait for him to come by you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you, the last time I had a 132 60-foot, I was on a street bike. My bike get 115, 117 60-foot. Come on now.
Exactly.
We may have another call here, so you guys hold tight. We're going to go on and open this guy, Mike, 9005. Thank you so much.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
We got one faggot on the internet.
Hello, who we got? What's your...
We got one faggot on the internet. Got Juice. He on... he won't make fat jokes. But let me tell you how many goddamn soft-ass bodybuilders it is. Half of them gay in the damn way. So, you want to keep it gutter? I don't like getting naked in front of men. That's why I grow the damn belly. Motherfucker, I used to have 0% body fat. Shit, keep it gutter.
Brian?
How they gonna feel you coming out there all fresh?
Say what, Nick?
How they gonna feel when you coming out there all fresh?
They ain't gonna. Hey, I really believe once they see me run through cocaine, I would not get a raise. I would not get a raise because
cocaine and sinister is the two biggest turns I ever seen in my damn life.
Yeah,
we might run in with a fucking hand clutch.
Yeah, we're going heads up. The lock-in already said, the bed already said. Alice, let me tell you something, man. It took this man an hour to come around me when he beat me. That's how far out in front of him. I know the video.
Man,
I was
waiting on him.
I
didn't think he was.
Man, that dude, hey, when we got to the finish line, Alex and me, you know what he told me? Man, that was your race. I don't know what happened to your bike. Man, I was dead.
All I say to a man, though, is don't try to clown a man. It's crazy, man. That's like I told him when they got Juice come on there talking about all the X's I need in my shirt. That's fine, too, because I can buy how many I need. But if you think them muscles scare this pot belly, tell that bitch to look at Rick Ross. Ain't the hottest motherfucker out there. Us big black niggas is going to get it. I used to be ashy, but now I'm classy. Motherfucker, and I'm gutter. I got a record and not a record player. Trust me when I tell you. I'm telling you. All the fun and games is the fun and games. Yeah, that's why all I want them to. And then they're going to tell me, we got all motorbikes. Fuck no, we ain't got not one. Not one we bring. What he should have did, he just sold all the junk off that raggedy motherfucker. Now he just put it to gas.
Yeah,
When you think? And then on the motherfucker, he got a nice parts as his girlfriend, the queen
Damn
of the camp, priceless.
Damn it, for us.
Well, you know he got to sell all this about some more steroids, man.
Hey, all steroids do give you attitude. They don't give you no goddamn heart and no game.
Hey, Nick, you know who he talking
about?
And
no activity.
He talking about the big white boy that came over there from the cocaine camp.
The one
with the tight shirt on.
He had on a shirt that said, I'm bigger than you.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm bigger than him.
You know what? I ain't want to put that out there, but I seen him with a needle in his arm pumping steroids. Before I left the track.
For real?
Man, I don't understand about none of that shit, dog. Hey, chest, arm, and muscles ain't never whooped no damn body.
Nah.
So all that shit is relevant. You don't scare me because you got them chest poking out. I got a whole bunch of prison buddies with big chest. Little ass. So I tackle them motherfuckers. Bleed.
What's Chris
the
Moore?
The other ones.
Man, Chris Moore won't even call in tonight. He's not going to do anything. That bite won't even shift.
I guess it is.
Who's
talking about
Kick Rock? Kick Rock, he said something happened to him. He made a pass on after the damn video pass. But I don't know, man.
Hey, that 1,000 is a joke. Yeah, that 1,000 is a joke.
Yeah.
Who comes out there with
only
two
man,
knives?
No, no,
come on.
Hey, all I can say about that damn 1,000 is we got a whole bunch of damn knives bought us.
Well, they got three of them on there?
You need
got a whole bunch of damn knives bought us. Nick, cut the damn radio down. I'm on Grub Talk Radio. Cut the damn radio off, boy. What'd I say?
Hey,
look,
you
my buddy Greg
thing.
Calling me. I got to get
hey,
off, because I know he talking shit.
All right. You going, Alex?
Well, I don't think you go. You think you have a long time. No, you still on.
What's up with all that Bill of O's talk on Psychobot?
That's all it is, just talk, man. They talking that up, man. That's a money thing right there. That's a money thing. The only one stand to make money is Billy and Johnny. You know, so I mean, I'm not even gonna feed into that because, you know, I know Area 51 is out there, but he won't race nobody. The pot's so high, you can't afford the racing. And Billy, he think he the king of everything, and you know, no.
That's what I was reading on there. They say he got a bunch of dinosaur parts on that bike.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know what? What they doing is really they erasing Grudge Racing because of the prize and their little name they got. But right now, we having fun. I mean, they can stay in the shop and brag about what they used to do, but we having fun now, so.
Yeah. Hey, I just seen on there, Air 51 was for rent.
Yeah, man. That might, man. Johnny ride around with his nose in the air like nobody don't want to run him, but bring that pot down and he'll see how many people want
to
try him. If he'll run me for 5 seconds,
run
for? Man, that man's trying to run for 10 or 15,000.
Man, he's crazy. He must be trying to pay his motorcycle note off.
Yeah, he's trying to pay something, but he bring that pot down, he got action.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the pot up to 12,000 in North Carolina, so I guess that wasn't good enough.
Man, it sounds like a bluff to me.
You know, we already got rid of Dre Day Racing. We don't erase them. Little C don't exist no more. So we coming after one more camp, and that's gonna be that cocaine camp.
Yep. And I think, I can't wait to see that. What's gonna be on the 17th?
Yeah, it's gonna be on the 17th. We got the next. But you need
off the trailer?
You need to cook the 17th.
Yeah.
But you need to come next week to the cup race. We're going to shake the bike down in Georgia. We're going to shake it down there and see. So, but they're going to run it up at North Carolina this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to come to both of them.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, watch it. You really need to come. Well, I know you're going to be there, so.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, but I'm going to
come out with the white season one day.
Hey, you keep hanging in there. That may just happen. You keep hanging in there.
I'm ready to get back into it, man.
Man, I'm telling you, man. You know, I'm gonna tell you, don't feed into that mess about Billy, man. He ain't nothing but tall. He ain't grudged nobody all year. He haven't been right in ADRL. He got drugged. They pulled him off the motorcycle. He got fired. Now he overseas trying to get a job. So, I mean,
I
you know.
Feed in. I read a little bit of it. And I said, man, he's just doing some talking. That's all he's doing.
Yeah, talk to Dan. He'll tell you about his short career at ADRL. Dan don't have no problem talking about what Billy, how he got fired.
Yeah.
No problem.
Let me see if I can put Mike back in. 3356, Mike is on.
Turn it down, Nick. Turn it off. Turn it off, guys.
3-4-9-4 Your mic is open, too.
Yeah, man. I'm back. Lost service, Chris.
Okay. Hey, turn it down, man.
Hey, man.
I
what
told
is,
him
we're going to
talk, man. Cut that shit off. Huh?
The twigs right from last week? I mean, last month when we got rained out?
Right.
Did you ever reschedule it? Well, I was thinking that the weather's kind of too cold. I wanted to come back over there in December, but I'm thinking the weather's not going to be. So I'm going to just hold it off until March of next year. We got, hopefully I'm going to have some nitro holly bikes coming over with me and some pro bikes coming to this race. So I'm trying to put that together now.
And y'all just know for me, next season is going to be a learning experience for me. You know, I'm the rookie of the game now, so I'm just out there to learn.
Yeah, because I'm thinking these things will be pushing it kind of close, so I just decided to wait till next year sometime.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to try to make it.
That's what
race.
I wanted to do, that damn.
You know, I wanted my bike to be up to par so I can hang with some people.
So we got a guy over in Texas with a 750, but I mean, it's all out Drudge bike, flat slick and everything. That's a 750 bike, but your bike is what? Street trim or high? I mean, how do you know?
I got it, 8.5 inches and drop, low as it goes, you know, straight motor. No happening, you
okay.
Know, nothing else.
Okay. This guy's a nitrous. He has a nitrous bike with a flat slick on it.
And I'm thinking about putting the 40 shot on and all that stuff. I mean, there's only so much I can do with a stock motor.
Right.
You know, I want to take it a step at a time. You know, I don't want to just flat out go buy a bike, throw 150, 200 shot of Nas on it, pull it out completely, you know, pretty much kill myself out there or hurt anybody
right.
else. So, you know, I'm going to do what I can do to my 750 and go with the flow.
Hey, Chris.
Huh?
You ain't got a tackle box number?
Well, yeah, but I'm shocked that they hadn't chimed on tonight.
Hey, well, go ahead and call him. Call him.
Well,
I need to know this before I go. Hey, I need to know this before I take my Rockingham approach.
Okay.
Call
see
his white ass. What'd you think, CC?
Hold up.
Who the hell I'm talking to? Custom Cuts or Custom X?
TX, baby.
Yeah, I'm X.
Oh, hell.
Remember.
I'm talking
all
to the mildly one.
Yes. CC will be back in town this weekend, but, you know, you don't have to worry about him no more. He's never going to show his face to you.
I always thought the Custom Next.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna tell you something.
Which
else
one
now.
I'm gonna talk to, man?
You're talking to Custom Next right now. But let me ask you something.
Oh.
Let's just say nobody else shows up on the 17th, but me and you.
I'm gonna tear your ass up.
Wow.
Can I answer that for you?
Wow, I wasn't
hey,
even
hey, I'm going to get you anyway. Hey, I ain't leaving without getting you now. I just don't
hey,
have to
what?
Get you in front of everybody.
Wow.
Because have you ever learned from being black? This is what happened to me one time. And I'm going to tell you the God honest truth, I swear I'm a kid. It was 5 guys in a car. I didn't have a problem with one of them. I smacked 4 of them. You know when they got home, that one that I didn't smack said he wouldn't have did that to me. So if you think I'm coming down there and not give you what you want, you out of your damn mind.
Wow. You know what? And I was just going to offer you an olive branch, but since you went through the whole storytelling and all that, you
no,
know.
No, I mean
that
shit. That's the true shit.
No,
it
I
might
understand
sound
that. You acting like you got a chest on you. You act like you're trying to stick out your chest.
KTM.
But I don't think you want to think a movie. I don't think you want to think.
Kawasaki. Say what?
I don't think you want to tangle with me. Now, let me ask you something, Alex. Can you put my number one fan on the phone?
Hey, he in there on the internet pulling up his dirt
bike. No.
I'm on
don't
Grudge Talk.
Don't hate.
Nick.
Don't hate now.
Nick.
Yeah.
Cousin on the phone.
Custom
Eggs.
Hey, he throw the damn thumbs up, dog. Nick.
No.
Damn that nigga.
No.
Damn. I had a picture. Don't you be a fan.
Oh, man, I can't believe you hate like that, man.
Hey.
Man,
he always love his brother first. But he like you too, though. I ain't going to lie. He love that picture. I just painted his room, and that's the first picture he want to hang up.
Oh, yeah, man.
Hey, everybody gave me hell about that picture. But
hey,
I tell
Ellen, you,
man,
know,
it is what it is, dog.
Yeah, you know, when I got ready to run the cocaine bike, I was in the staging lanes, and everybody was making their bets. And you know what they had the audacity to call me?
What?
They said, who want the Halloween bike? Who want the Halloween bike? Custom nuts. Who want custom nuts?
Who said that?
I mean, that's what everybody was saying. Who want the Halloween bike? Look at this Halloween sock.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, but I'm telling you.
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Yeah, okay.
They're going to find out this time.
Oh, yeah, they really going to find out. We got a surprise.
It ain't going to be nothing. It's going to be a treat.
Yeah. Is that Tackle Box?
Let me check this number here. 9334. Your mic is open.
Sound like you're
9334. Your mic is open.
Yo, what up?
What's going on?
Hey, hold on.
Hey, cut the shower off.
He riding on the road.
Okay, he hung up.
He had the shower on. I guess
so,
he wanted to talk to Alex while he was
Chris,
in the shower.
You don't know that Taco Box number.
Yeah, I've been trying to call him, but
Five on two, same thing. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, it's not even with one shakedown, it's not even gonna be close. It's not gonna be close this time. Nah.
It's gonna be straight off the tailor or gonna be a shakedown pass?
No, we got the option to make one shakedown. If I don't want to make one, I don't have to make one. But, you know, we each get one shakedown, then we do it. It's got to be done before 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
6 o'clock. Then, we're going to get his ass pulled in. When the track open?
I think they open at, what time, Chris? They open at 12?
I want to say 9, and racing started at 12, I believe.
Right, okay. Hell no.
Ain't no way in the hell we can leave that damn Australian meat for you.
Yo.
We got to eat that motherfucker first.
Yo,
okay,
what up?
Ain't no kind of race coming up from next weekend?
What's next weekend?
You know they got the cup race going on in...
No, hell no.
Yo, what up?
Only cup I use is a drink out of.
Who's coming to the cup race? Cause I'll be there. I mean, if somebody want to race.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Who ain't no
I
want to
say they're gonna have that 1,000 over there from Houston. They won that Chris Moe.
Is they gonna be at the cup race?
Yeah, they gonna be.
Chris Moore coming to damn Dano race.
But the cup race next week.
Yeah, but all the Houston guys are coming over to the cup race next week.
You know what, Chris? If you can, give me some numbers because they got action. I give them their race back through the quarter mile. I give them their race back through the quarter.
All right,
but you also need to tell them that we're going to be limited because they close the track at 11 o'clock, so we're going to have to do it in between the pro classes.
Okay.
We're going to have to do that. But, you know, since they coming that far and coming to South Georgia to my backyard, I give them a race. And I want
well,
the same
you,
as
you,
you
better,
told me last
you better,
time.
Hey, you better say the same damn thing, because I'm coming to your backyard.
I mean, Alex, stop getting in the way now. I run you over. Stop getting in the way.
Man, yeah. I got, you know how I am, dog. I ain't say I can't run you because I like you. Because I'm going to run. I run my friends. We run each other, dog. There's no problem with that.
Right. Because one thing about me, I don't want to sit there and make your son cry knowing that he's my number one fan and I just beat his daddy up. You know.
Man, you ain't worried about that motherfucker crying. You damn sure ain't got to worry about Dust crying.
Come back. You know, and then how you going to feel when he draw a poster in the room saying, I hate my daddy. I hate my daddy. I hate my daddy. It ain't going to feel
good. He's going to go on the computer and put a banner and say, easy money, and put it over top of your damn picture.
Exactly what I'm
doing. Cake. When I see a goddamn birthday cake sitting over top of your picture, I already know what it is.
Hey, I'm gonna make you real, man. I'm gonna bring him a T-shirt to the race, a Coors Light T-shirt.
Oh, hell no! That ain't gonna get him out.
No,
hell
no,
you got me.
I'm gonna get you a Coke 45 shirt.
You ain't getting nothing. Hell no, they ain't making it.
No, I want 24 tons. No.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe
no,
Mr. Chris Moore and them ain't in here tonight.
They
Yeah, you know, Chris Moore got that big old nose. He's probably playing.
12 ton in the front hole, 12 ton in the back. They'll give me about 24 ton.
He's probably selling the last one. Somewhere.
All right.
Yeah,
Hey, but for everybody that's on grill show, Ric Flair will be at Rockingham on the street tie, looking for any damn body on one. I don't give a damn what the rest of your ass look like.
We already get
on the street tie. Damn it. Don't go get it, come with it.
Hey, I'm on the line.
Yeah, you're on the line because I can hear you. Whoever you just said, yo, I'm on the line.
I'm gonna be Marco Polo.
Marco Polo.
Where
the
hell I heard that name from?
Oh.
Hey,
Marco Polo. That's a game from swimming.
No, Marco cool. He part of the team. He part of the camp.
I know, my man. That's my old lady just said. That's the name of swimming, because that's the game they play when they go swimming. Is that true?
Hey,
what's up with Fred? He don't ever bring that bike out?
Oh, who's that?
What's up with Fred? He don't ever bring that bike out?
No. Oh, you talking about Fred?
Yeah, Fred.
Oh, no, I don't know what's going on with them guys. I tried to get them to bring that bike out last week, but he just shot me down. So, you know, I left.
Man, they probably mess with that bike too much and stop messing with stuff.
Yeah, you hold your horses, I beat them, bought it back. And then you
really?
Can ride it. Yeah, you hold your horses, I beat them, bought that bike back for little nothing, and then you can ride it.
I don't know about trying to do nothing tonight. So I see everybody kind of quiet tonight, man. Nick, you kind of bike, you ride? I ain't got one no more. Okay. Now, do you ever come up to the Twigs events, or you just kind of hang around through there with South Georgia? No, I used to run bikes. All right, we good. Come up Twigs. Okay.
Yeah, he rolled with us, Chris. We trying to put something together.
I'm already over. I ain't got no fuel.
Okay. I was just trying to put a name with a face.
I'm going to get back in it.
Man, it look like I'm going to be over, man.
Chris, where is Erica at?
That's what I was saying. I don't have any fuel. That's why my lightweight was so light, because I ain't got no fuel. I still got a fuel up.
Oh, okay. She was home early, and I think we lost one, see?
Oh, okay.
Maybe
okay.
Halloween,
okay.
Too.
tonight.
Yeah, you know how that is.
What you had in that booth, the other booth, a slider?
Yeah, it's a slider.
You got two-step on it?
No, well, it's on there, but we didn't use it when
appreciate
we had
it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the bike's set up, say what now?
You probably tried a wheelie leaving on two-step with that slider, didn't it?
No, it didn't. It was trying to pull through the light.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
When you sit there on the two-step, it'll pop, 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 and then it'll try to leave.
I got you.
I'm on the line.
If he make the price right, you know, I buy that Joker back, and I get JP to set it up, and we'll let you ride it.
We'll run it. You know I can ride. Just let me get a little seat time on it, and we can do something with it.
I'm for real, though. Because I'm going to tell you, the competition that you saw out there is really not that tough. It's only like five or six guys that's running out there. Everybody else just talking.
Yeah, like
that cat on the radio tonight, Alex, he ain't nothing but a talker. He ain't nothing but a big belly, beer, and talk. That's it.
I still got my suit and everything.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
All right. Well, you think you can beat Erica?
With the 1,000?
Yeah.
Beat her on what?
Let's just say if you on another 1,000, you think you can beat Erica?
Depends on what kind of 1,000 it is.
I mean, the same. Let's just say identical bike. You think you can beat her?
I feel I can. I'll do whatever I need to do.
I would love to see that one. I got, that's my mentor, man. I mean, I got to back up. Why not? I can't really front with too many other people, you know. I mean, I'm learning from her. Hopefully I get an opportunity to learn something from Max, you know, get an opportunity to meet him and then, you know, soak in everything. So one day I could be on y'all level.
So are you coming to Vat Austin?
Nah, man, I ain't going to be able to make it, man, because I'm putting the 750 in the hospital. I'm going to get a doctor on it.
Well, hey, I'm going to tell you something, 750, instead of you dumping all that money into that little motor, you know, you can go on the internet and get those brackets. Go ahead and put your 1,000 motor on it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because it's on the
You're not going to be able to. Those CCs, you can't replace those CCs. You need to go ahead and get the base. I mean, that's, you know, 998. That's what you need. 998 or 1,000. You got the base right there. You ain't going to get too much out of 750.
Oh, man, I'm not doing any, you know, to do any grudge racing. It's just right, you know, to get the feel of the power and everything being on the track and then save my money up to get a bigger bike, you know.
Okay.
I'm a rookie. I've been out here on the street. I can do plenty of shit on the street, you know, because my nerves crazy. But, see, out on the track, it's a different world for me. You know, I used to say, anybody can fucking drag race until I actually got out there on the damn track and realized it ain't the damn cakewalk like I thought it was.
Well, you know, I think it's different. I mean, I hear people, you know, talk about street and track. So, I prefer the track any day over the street.
You know, my life-wise, you know, so, I mean, I on the street, yeah, I do stupid shit out on the street, but, too many, you know, close people dying out on the street, I'm like, man, let me just get on the track, man, we're safer and all that stuff. So, next season is going to be a fundamental learning experience for me and all that stuff. I mean, I do a little index, you know, stuff like that, but I'm not going to invest no $4,000 or $5,000. I may put a quick shifter, a power commander, and a 40 shot on, and maybe one day put a 50 shot on. That's it. I'm not going that far because I don't have the funds to get into it like y'all is right now. But, you know, give me a season, a couple more seasons, and then, you know, I'll be able to get over here and talk shit like everybody else and back it up.
Right. Well, I mean, you can only move one step at a time. I mean, you know, don't try to overload yourself. You get out there, you can have some fun, you know, get in some of the bracket classes and have fun.
Is that Desmond?
That's my
Yes, sir.
Is that Mr. 750?
Yes, this is Mr. 750, baby.
Oh,
yeah, baby.
Mr. 750, what's going on?
Man, I am dreaming and trying to get to where y'all live, you know. Got to put
he
my baby
dreaming.
In the hospital.
He said dreaming.
Yeah, I'm dreaming. Yeah, I say probably my second season. Do this full season. Next season, I might have some out there that might can contend with some people. Who knows? Got to get my funds up, you know.
Just remember, it takes a lifetime to mold a racer.
Yo, what up?
Yeah. But yeah, I found some 5 steps that might, just, you know, drop 5 on it, drop by 5 or 6 in it, and might be able to contend with people.
Well, 750, I may have seen some video of this other guy that I know over in Houston with his with the Dallas with the 750 and let you kind of see his bike run. It does pretty good. I mean, with 8 miles.
Yeah. I mean, all I can really do, man. I mean, like they said, there's only too much. I mean, so much I can do. You know, I'm making trades with sprockets. You know, adjust. You know, put some stiffer valve springs in, put a bigger shot of knob. I mean, I can throw a turbo on it, but, I mean, if I throw a turbo on it, the question is, being that bike is so light, am I going to be able to keep it on the track? I mean, people say I'm crazy, and, you know, because I'm known, I'll have a turbo on that 750 and a damn shot of knobs.
Let me explain something to you. You know, this is Custom Aches, and I'm going to give you your first lesson in grudge racing.
Hi, Gary.
Okay. What's going on now? I want you to hush while grown folks talking now. 750,
shut up. Shut up, man.
Hey, man, you can't call my big sister like that now. That's my sister.
Nah, you don't kill with her. Now,
about
750.
Stand up to him.
Now I wanna explain something to you. I'm gonna teach you one lesson that you need to learn. Say if I come to the track and I pull up with a 750, how will you really know it's a 750? How would you really know? Okay, now I'm gonna tell you something. Now on the front of the motor,
for one thing, couldn't you?
Right on the front of the motor, the 1000 has a knot. It looked like a 750, but it's a casing. It's the casing. If somebody pulls up to you on the track and say they got a 750 and want to run you, you look in between that fairing up there by the oil filter, and it's a knot in front of the motor.
Uh-huh.
That will let you know that it's a 1000.
Okay.
Now, if it don't have that knot on the front, it's a 750. But, you know, you really need to look for that because it's tricks out there. Because you out there with
a
750.
Well, not anymore. You just put it out on the radio station.
Well, you know. Well, I'm letting you know because I know you're really getting out there with a true 750. But guys, like Chris was trying to tell you, guys are not rolling up with those small liter bikes, you know, dumping all that money into it and talking about racing. You know,
right.
before I go out and purchase a 1000, I just order those brackets and put me a 08 or 09 1000 motor on there for what? $2,000, and you got your 1,000.
No, the bike I was investing in was a ZX14.
Wrong,
wow.
Dude. Okay. I don't like 14.
I don't like 14, but for the price that they have for that bike, man, I mean, you can't start, I mean, an 08, I mean, but I prefer Fusa. I mean, I love Suzuki. It runs in my blood.
Yeah.
It's in my family. Now,
one plus about the 14 is that I had an 06 VX14, and Suzuki makes the clutch sit up on the 14. Now, they leave just like a 1000. Stop. They leave just like a 1000. They got one of the toughest clutch setups out there. You know, but like I say, Suzuki makes it, so.
Let me get 2 Mac chicken sandwiches with ketchup on them.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Hey, is there anybody that had press 1? I'm getting some text.
That'll be it.
Try to tell 8444 his mic is working.
Is this for Tackle Box and Priceless? What reason would they think that they could ever outrun Custom X after they almost got drugged the other week?
Huh?
Hold on.
Hold on, hold on. Who's speaking? Who was that speaking?
Hey, that's Crew Chief. That's Crew Chief, right? Yeah.
Oh, that's Crew Chief.
I'm gonna tell you this. If he ain't never listened to anything in his life, he better not come to that race and get drugged. It's not going to be pretty.
What the hell? Hey, now, we drugged you? What you talking about?
No, hey. That's Crew Chief. That's Crew Chief, yeah, now.
When I put my money on it, trust me, a win coming.
Oh, okay. That's a boy. That's a boy.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Erica, that's my brother.
Oh, that's my brother.
Go ahead, Ralph. GP, now what you saying?
I said, what reason do that dude think he gonna beat you? What reason do he think he gonna beat you? I know he better not come to that race. I'm just telling him he better not come.
Man, you know how you know how them white boys be on that Drano and Sudafed and all that, mix it together, give them meth head. You know them boys, you know, but meth
head. I don't know what y'all thinking. I want to see Copa Mel.
Hey, Crew Chief and Mr. X, this is JC. Boy, hey, you know them boys know better.
Them boys knew what happened.
They don't win in the motor, and they think they didn't come out fresh. But guess what? The same result going to happen. But this time, we ain't going to blow up. We're going to run through that light. And goodness, we're going to party
tonight. All these guys that's listening in tonight, for the ones down in Florida, y'all know the game. You throw them a little bread out there, and the chickens will pick it up. But the next time, we're going to get the corn.
I'm trying to pull.
Bud Light, your mic is open, man.
We're talking about.
No, Tucker Box hasn't came on yet, man.
They ain't gonna say nothing, trust me. Crew Chief, what's going on? What's going on, Nick? What's going on? I can't call it. Y'all, I'm gonna just tell y'all that dude, like he saw a ghost at race. Yeah, he, now, I'm gonna tell y'all what he told me at the finish line. He was like, CC, I don't know what happened to your bike, but, man, I was dead. I was dead. I know something had to happen to it. And I said, yeah, man.
He's dead, man, walking out. Yeah. Show up at that race, he's going to get drugged. It's going to be ugly. They're going to retire that cocaine.
Hey, we didn't have to put that out there. I was trying to be silent last week or the week before. I didn't want to put all that out there.
But, you know, hold on.
The good man ain't got no cocaine. He got purdy. He ain't got nothing.
Hey, that's about good.
8351, your mic is open.
Hey, this is for the Crew Chief. Look, man, I hear you say they're not going to beat you this time. Can I get a $1,000 bet on them? Because I sure like cocaine against Custom Cuts.
Be at the race, hold a bit.
Huh?
Be at the race.
I will be at the race.
All right, then.
I hear you say y'all threw bread out and y'all going to get the corn this time.
I feel like
if you're going to get the corn, y'all will be betting more than what y'all lost last week. Well, last time y'all raced. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, it ain't in the same class with ours. I can tell you that now.
Custom, I'm sorry. But,
don't put it out there like that. That ain't in the same class.
Hey, y'all boys getting nasty when it come down? But them same guys, y'all beat that money out of the road with us. And we'll beat the shit out of prices.
Man, they don't really know. You know, I'm going to come find you, Crew Chief, for a bet.
I'm going to come find you on the 17th for a bet.
You ain't got to find me.
I will be at y'all trailer.
Come on over there.
Hey, now, though, I feel lonely. I'm the big guy. I need more love.
Hey, since you talking, you come on over there and get a bread and bring your best little diesel down there and we'll run them too.
Okay.
You got that right.
And I'll drag you to the trap and I'll run you. Partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanna come on here nut swinging, chiming in for somebody else.
No, I'm not nut swinging. I just wanna make that easy money.
Man, you ain't going to make no money, man. You know what happened to y'all partner. You know what happened.
I don't know nothing about that. I'm just telling
you,
I was one of them damn white boys.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Hey, and it ain't got nothing to do with the rest of them. It's the damn priceless, the one I want around. I want these motherfucking gay ass.
Man,
you know what? This how much strength they got. They got their little flunky to call in. They won't even call in. Get your rider to call in. Get the owner of the bike.
Ask
Tackle Box what he said. He said, man, I don't know what they talking about. That bike flying, and it dropped his head. So come on back out there and let her cut it off this time.
Because I guarantee you we won't blow up this time now. I'm trying to tell you.
That little weak pass, and y'all couldn't beat that? That little weak pass, y'all beat it, but y'all barely. Man, please.
Man,
Chris Moore, if you listen, you better jump on them, boy, because they can't beat you.
Cousin, I tell you what, if I do make the trip over there, man, I'm going to bring onboard cameras and like I got done with this Katrina race.
You know what, Chris? If you bring that, I already got the bracket on the back. It was on the back when I bought it. Link it up, put it on, and you know what? Everybody see firsthand.
Boy, if you're listening, run them boys. They ain't got nothing. They ain't got nothing.
Man, I don't give a
run
damn.
Them, but don't run us now.
Look. Cuss my man, but fuck him too. But I got to have them white boys first. We can commit black on black crime second. I want them white boys first.
Man, look here.
I have no problem about seconds.
Yeah, it's like this right here.
You know I'm a big guy, so I go back and get seconds. We coming to ruin, though.
Wow. I can't believe it. You know what? Don't put yourself out there like that, my brother.
Man,
okay?
I'm going to be out there because I want that motherfucking white boy. Him, Jungle Razor, and Booster Bike is the three that's making me come.
What about 205? What about Convict Racing? They gonna be there?
Man, please, they locked up.
Who?
And them dudes ain't got them.
Serial killer.
What is?
Ain't killing them with time.
ACP, what ACP at? They still in business? After I beat him, he done went out of business.
You know what? George gonna be over in Rodolfo this weekend because he told me he was coming to the Cup race.
Is he bringing a bike?
Yeah, he's bringing his bike because he's supposed to run in the Top Gas with him.
Oh, man.
He's bringing Serial Killer?
No, he's bringing an ACP bike, Joey.
And he running Top Gas, Jerry. He bracket racing now.
He running Top Gas. Okay, I tell you what, let's get it in. Turn it up. Let's get it. I'll be there. My bike will be shipped in from Carolina. So let's get it.
Hey,
Damn,
that big peep-ass white boy, Mike, 205 Mike, a clown. Priceless, a clown. And Cousin Cut, my buddy, about to tear his ass up. Yeah. And Jungle Raging, a clown.
Alex, you know what? We're gonna save a spot for you, Alex. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna save a spot for you, cause you know what? We're gonna cut some of this off right here, man.
We're gonna have a
chicken. That damn
you is gonna be one of them old roosters we got walking around here, Alex.
Hey, Alex,
you.
What you want to drink? Cause we're gonna give out complimentary bottles to the losers. And I'm surprised now. I'm surprised.
Give me a damn
40 more
light. And you ain't
going to
do nothing damn
that.
Expensive.
I'm surprised now. So don't even worry about it. I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring a bottle to the loop.
All that sound.
I'm doing that.
Oh, you know that? You know that sound? Super.
Hey, Big Bottle, Coke 45.
If you want a bottle, okay, I get you a case of beer. You want some Bud Light?
I don't give a damn about nothing else.
Nah, you don't want them Steel Reserves, one of them King Cobras.
Man, I ain't fucking with goddamn Steel Reserves. That's crackhead shit. That platinum.
Man, we sell Tall Boys all day around here. They sell them in a 24-pack.
Hold on, fella.
What'd
you say, Chris?
Hold up.
We may have him on here. Let me 5320. Your mic is open.
Once again, I hear crickets.
They hung up on me.
Wow.
Good one, Chris.
Crickets and frogs. We may have them here. 5320. Your mic is open.
Hi. This is Priceless. Hold on. We're at the gay bar right now. Hold on just a minute.
Hold on, guys.
Quit stripping right now. Yes, this is Priceless. We did get a win from Custom X, but I don't really think we can beat him again. Hold on. Hold on for a minute. Hold on, guys. Quit dancing so I can talk on the phone.
This is the
gay bar.
Hold on, these guys are pop locking at the table. Hold on.
This is crazy, right?
Hey, y'all know I never be caught at one of them.
Okay, Priceless, this is okay. Priceless is not trying to hide who he is. We are dressed as the village tonight at the club.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't trying to make me stop there with nobody.
just kept turning and want to make
side bitch.
I said, no, we ain't doing it.
Hey, you know what? All jokes aside, I thought I seen one of these camp members with a bra on. A dude.
Well, I mean, that's probably the one that was kept running up to me. I don't know. I mean, hey, I mean, I'm shocked now. I'm shocked. I'm like, whoa.
Hey, we don't discriminate, but money is money. But, hey, man,
yeah.
y'all got to come better than that. Now, this grudge racing. This ain't gay racing.
But look, don't worry about it, Mr. Ellis. We're going to take that money, and we're going to run out this time. For real.
Yeah, I
get that. They know what's going on. No, like, it ain't shit. We don't run that first for 3 hours, and we'll do about 2 or 3 moves, you know what I'm saying? And we can double the what?
Alex, but like, I wish you would not pull off your shirt at the track because you look very sexy.
I ain't got two cars, man.
Hey,
I've had my eyes on Alex Bud Light for a long time. He takes his shirt off every time it's racing. It's for me.
You know Tackle Box is sweet on your ass, and y'all playing all them gay jokes.
I ain't worried about that, but they do respect my own goddamn Patricia, who is all the shit in this motherfucker. So Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama.
Chris, can you mute his line? Who is that talking?
They be talking about they was trying, but
let me see if I can. I ain't hear it, man, yet.
You know Tackle Box is sweet on your ass, and you playing all them gay jokes. You really going to get it, no?
Wait, who is this?
You know who it is.
No, I don't.
You know that man was sweet on you. Always talking about how pretty your hair is, and you gonna come on here with all them gay jokes. You must want him to slap you on your backside. You know
what you're talking about. This is Priceless.
I ain't talking about Priceless. I'm talking about Tackle Box.
What, Tackle Box, Priceless? You too, dude.
Yeah.
Hold on.
This is some corny shit. Y'all get your ass kicked. It's good to have good spirits, but you get your ass kicked on the track, and you come along with all these jokes like y'all gonna win. I like y'all gonna win the race. Man, y'all ain't gonna win shit.
And you don't even got
it. You ain't gonna win nothing. You a motherfucking liar. We gonna got that right.
Y'all ain't gonna win the goddamn game. Well, bet like you gonna win. I got two racks on the side.
And take them two racks and pay your light bill with it.
That's all I'm gonna say. I guarantee you, unless it's the third day, you're going to be getting evicted. You're going to be getting evicted because you're going to spend all your money.
I bet this dude right here, that's my two rags.
Y'all talking all this money shit. Man, we run for two racks.
And take the racks to take your teeth with.
You got these big-time-ass grudge bikes. And you around here complaining because people running for $10,000. If you can't run for $10,000, stay your little weak ass on the bus. Don't ride with the big boy.
Man,
you
ain't
expect
got
no man to run that goddamn bike for no.
Wait, hold on. Let me go ahead and handle this monster because evidently he ain't got no bike to run. He's swinging on somebody else. You gonna let me get a word in, or you gonna keep talking?
Look, I
know who you are. All you gotta do is just come to my camp and bring those little two racks and your yellow ass up there and try to doggone mess with me. Just come on up there and put the money down, and we'll get it popping. But don't come on here like you a big dog and you ain't even got no motorcycle. Don't try to take up with on white boys. Let me do my damage. Don't come over here like you a big bad wolf.
Now, we want you in there.
We want you in there. That's what we want. What you do? What do you know how to do the best in your life? What's the best thing you know how to do? Eat? What? Drink? What can we challenge you with?
Watch SpongeBob.
What do you know how to do? Want to chime in to say somebody else?
Look, we ain't taking no more applicants. We don't need nobody else in our crew. We good this year.
Hey,
we good.
Hey,
application. We'll screen them for next year. If they ain't right, then they ain't getting in the crew. You
know? Hey, I know exactly who that was. He better not even. You
know
what?
I'm gonna tell you.
He came up to me trying to show me all kind of love at the track. Then gonna get on here like I don't know his voice. Man, he better not even come up to me. If he stick out his hand, I'ma spit on him. Don't even stick out your hand. Now I'm gonna go ahead and give a list. Him, Mal, none of y'all, don't come up to me trying to give me that fake love, then put videos out talking about, yeah, Tagabox, I'm glad you cut his head off. Then I'm going to come up and shake my hand? No.
What we call him right now? Uncle Tom. What we call him?
Yeah,
boss.
Uncle Tom.
Yeah, boss, let me
Uncle
get that
Tom.
Hog, boss.
Now, I want to know what price
Custom
is. Mac. Is price still on?
Them white boys going to put you on the plantation on the 17th, boy.
Oh, the white boy's gonna put me on
the
field. The
white boy's
today.
Gonna put you in the field. The white boy's gonna
They already
put
got
in the
you out there, boss. Okay, I caught it ready around here. Come get it.
Yeah, I'm on the gun line.
I'm a cop. Yeah,
run,
you on the gun line.
I'm gonna shoot his ass down. Boss, he running. Go get him, boss.
Hop and John. All
right.
And cocaine's gonna drive clean around your ass.
Oh, man.
Wait, you know what?
You need to move to Georgia. They love you around here.
Yeah.
Need to move to Georgia.
Yeah. We'll put some stockings on him and some high heels.
No, man. Put a coon mask on.
Hey, y'all know what I'm going to do? Hey, I'm going to escort him to Midtown and drop his ass off.
Custom Mac, you're going to put you in the cotton field, boy. You're going to pick some cotton stuff for
you.
We don't have cotton. We can work on the machine
right
here.
Y'all ain't got the long hair. You just ain't got no titties.
But you can put some on them. I bet you got some
shit on me. Nah. And that's a bet. I'm going to drop you off at Bulldogs down there.
Man, drop him off at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
I'm going to drop him off at Bulldogs, right up the street from Piedmont Park.
Yeah.
Midtown, baby.
Hey, drop him off at Bankhead down there. He won't last 5 minutes.
Trust me.
No, but hey,
hey drop
I really
him off at Bankhead.
No.
He won't last 5 minutes.
Now, hold on, fellas. Now, I really want to know, what's the reason for you calling in and showing all this hatred? Is it the point that you can't beat me and you just want to hate on me? Answer the question.
Boy.
I know you're still on here.
Yeah, they mouse is down.
No, you got to talk to them like they talk to him. What's the how you going to do it, boy? Boy.
Well, come over here. Hating? Man. They're scared of a little buddy, Alex Bud Lightall.
I know. Hey, you know what? I've been listening to Grand Out Radio, and this is the wildest shit I ever heard. You hear me? This is the wildest shit. Oh, man. Boy, hey, I'm trying to tell you, boy. Good gracious, man. I never thought to hear this on Grand Talk, but you know what?
Except the names. What happened to Priceless?
I guess he went in the back room for $25. I don't know.
He got a VIP pass.
Hey, Priceless, take the condom out your mouth. Are you still on the line?
Yes, Custom X, I'm here.
Wow. Priceless, how's the club looking?
Well, there are a lot of Caucasian guys here. One black guy that I really like, but we're just going to keep it secret right now.
Wow. Yo. So can you tell me how the race is going to look on the 17th with Custom X and Tackle Box? Can you tell me that?
Well, really, I really don't want to tell anybody how it looks, but I from the last race, I know Custom X is going to outrun us. I know he is, but I just hope something happens and we get by him.
Wow.
Okay. You know what? I like the sound of that because it's being true. It's being true, Mr. X. It's being true.
We can't
beat Custom
X, so just face it. J-Dam and Eloise. What's the bag?
Billy Bob had Eloise. I don't know if that came out.
Elamine Prices. Stay off the drink. Let me ask you something. What kind of music are they playing in the club now? I mean, I just want to know just to put it on the internet. I mean,
we're playing some Luther Campbell and some Luther Vandross.
Is they saying bands that make a dance or something?
Captain D is coming.
Wow. Captain D coming.
Straight from the bottom.
Wow. Wow. It's priceless. Now, with all this.
Why do you think they call me priceless?
Prices, with all this clubbing you're doing, how would you have time to prepare for the race?
Well, all I know is that I would prepare for the race, and we would try to take it home, but Custom X is one of the fastest guys that's out there right now. I don't know if we can ever outrun him.
Wow. Wow. Okay, wow. I mean, you just got me with that one. Wow. Wow, I mean, I hope everybody that's listening tonight, priceless. I want to thank you for your honesty. I don't want to disturb
anytime.
I don't want to disturb you. I know you're popping bottles.
The only reason I can't come to every race, I was at Never Neverland Ranch. I was running it. I'm in the theme park right now.
Wow. So you Wow. Wow.
I'm on a llama right now.
So let me ask you, I got one more question. I'm going to let you go back to, your condom popping or whatever you're doing.
Oh, I'm riding a llama.
What?
We have llamas and horses here.
Wow. Wow. Okay, look, that Karuni, I'm going to call Peter on you. Come on, Priceless. Come on, Priceless. Wow.
This the Tiger Boss has this Peter Pan outfit on right now, right beside me. Have him on the cable right now. He's flying over the people that's stripping in the club right now.
Wow.
He
has, I forgot it was Halloween night.
Yes, and the toe shoes, he has those on, too.
Wow. Wow. I mean, I hope Grudge Talk Radio is getting this in full effect. This is outrageous. People, can you hear this? Prices, what's the cost to get in the door? I mean, what's the cover tab?
There's no cover tab as long as you bring a friend, and we don't do girls.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, I think you need to stop there because, you know, we national, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? You got it. So just.
No, but I want to know. Okay. No, I want to know, Tackle Box, is there a practice? Can you see Tackle Box floating through the air? Can you stop it for a minute? I need to ask you something.
Hold on. Tackle Box, hold it. He's swinging so fast, I can't get a hold of him.
Tackle Box, calm down.
He has his bow and arrow right now. He's out of control. He's out of control.
Wow. Wow. How are these guys? Wow. Okay.
He's on some, I thought it was a cable, but it's some fishing line.
Wow. Wow.
And he,
Tackle Box, go out.
And he has to have some fairy wings on.
Oh, man, he's a pixie. He's a pixie. Wow.
Yes, you know those sticks every child used to eat when they were young? He has those throwing out fairy dust.
Wow. Okay, now, Prices, who are y'all looking to run? Are y'all looking to run Alex Bud Light? I hate to disturb you while you're in the mix of everything. But
anyway,
are y'all
we're
looking
running like it be. Takes his shirt off.
Wow.
And Alex
wow.
could sit in these restaurants right
Alex
now, and he can be a fat Buddha.
Wow.
Let all the little kids. He can let all the little kids rub on his belly and get three wishes.
Wow. Hey, Prices, are you still by the, can you see the llama? Can you see the llama?
Yes. He just spit on me.
Wow. Wow. I mean, what are y'all doing? I mean, can you describe it? I mean, are y'all Are you feeding him or what? I mean,
no, he's not being fed. All I know, it looks like he has a long tube of lipstick.
Well, Prices, I don't think that's lipstick. I don't think that's lipstick, Prices.
Man, look, we got 10 more seconds left in this show.
All I know, I'm coming to run Custom X. I'll be there.
Wow.
And if you look at my trailer, you will see the wings up in there. I will have Tackle Box with his tall teeth flying around the track.
Wow. Okay, Kenny, before we got
Tackle
like
Box,
8 minutes.
If he would close his mouth going down the track, he probably would pick up 2 tenths off of his time.
Okay, can I ask you something real quick before we get off? Is there any way that you can grab Tackle Box out of the air while he's flying around and tell him that I need to talk to him right now? Can you call him?
Come on, Tackle Box. He's just hitting the wall, Custom X. He just won't stop. He's just hitting the wall. It's Halloween.
Wow.
He's got all his hands here. I can't get a hold of him.
Okay, hold on, Prices. What, Chris?
We may have to catch up with him later on next week sometime, right at the next show.
Okay, maybe I can catch him before next show.
Wow.
Wow.
Everybody watch one episode of SpongeBob and talk to your kids.
Wow. Okay, Chris, well, we'll let you close it out. Prices, I appreciate you calling in, and I'll see you at 3.
Thanks, anytime.
Hey, this is one for the record, y'all, for real. I mean, good gracious.
They said they wanted the live.
Is the llama still there?
Yes, the llama's here, and he's still spitting on me. Pull it.
I gotta shut it down, man. We're gonna have to continue this next week.
Okay, I will be on next week. You'll hear Priceless as well as Tackle Box, and we probably be at a different club next week.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to shut this down tonight, man. So we will pick up next week at 7 o'clock. So with that being said, I'm going to have to shut the show down.